Four smart players up against one remarkable machine. A £10,000 jackpot and all the drama you could ask for. So let's not hang around. It's time for Tipping Points. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Andy, a sales manager from Northampton.
I'm Linda, a midwife from Luton.
I'm Siobhan, an employment coach from the West Midlands.
I'm Ian, a retired maintenance supervisor from Dumfries.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Point. So in round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you'll have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which of course come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine, we have two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it will double the value of your entire drop. As always, the person in last place at the end of the round will be eliminated from the game. They'll go home with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. Gary Lineker is a former captain of which national football team? Ian.
England.
Correct. Well done, Ian. So, would you like to play or pass?
I'll pass just now.
Who are you going to pass to? Siobhan,
I'll pass
Linda,
to Siobhan.
Siobhan.
Right. Drop zone two, please,
Ben. Light up drop zone two for Siobhan. Mystery on the edge there, Siobhan. That'd be a nice way to start, wouldn't it? Cheeky little prize. There we go, we've got it down. What do you think?
A little bit further to the left.
No, it's a good one.
Oh. Ian thinks it's good. Couple there. What about the tipping point? Yes! Ooh. Nice start, Siobhan. £200 for the four across the tipping points. Let's take that money from the machine and put it into your bank, Siobhan. You're off the mark with £200. Two counters left. Next question. Chapstick is a famous brand of what type of cosmetic? Siobhan?
Lip salve.
I can accept that, yeah. Lip salve, a lip balm. Siobhan, would you like to play or would you like to pass?
I think I'll play again, please. Drop zone two.
All right, light up drop zone two, please. You had a nice drop last time. What about this time, Siobhan? Oh. Down. It is flat as well. Similar place, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
But not the same result.
Oh, never mind.
Sadly, Siobhan, that one's staying where it is. Nothing for that drop. You're down to your last counter, Siobhan. Next question. TV shows The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and The Real Housewives of Orange County are both set in which US state? Andy.
California.
California is right, Andy. Big fans of them, are you?
Girlfriend is.
Girlfriend.
I suffer them, but
I know that feeling, Andy.
That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play this one, I think, Ben. I think I've been nicely set up for Drop Zone 2, so I'll play Drop Zone 2, please.
Fire up Drop Zone 2. Siobhan has sorted that top shelf.
You're welcome.
Okay.
See if you can get some action on it. It's gone another side.
Not exactly where I wanted it.
No. Oh, staying there, Andy. So
not this time.
Not quite ready, not for that drop. You're down to two counters. Next question. In the British dish bangers and mash, what vegetable is used to make them? Siobhan.
Potato.
Yes, the mash. Of course it is. Now then, Siobhan, your last counter. Do you want to play or pass?
Oh, tough decision. I'm going to do drop zone two, please, Ben.
All right, let's start up drop zone two, please. So, Siobhan, this is your last counter.
Please be a good one.
Shelf does look good, though, doesn't it?
Need it in the middle.
Oh, no.
I think that's going to be good.
Andy likes it.
I think that's going to be good.
Oh, no.
No, it's not what Andy's thinking. Oh, Siobhan.
No.
So you took the risk by going. You weren't sure it was your last counter. You got another £50, though, across the tipping point. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. Siobhan, that means you finish up with £250. But at a very early stage, you have used all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Next question. In the NATO phonetic alphabet, which boy's name represents the letter M? Andy.
Mike.
Yes, it is Mike. So, Andy, you're going to go again?
You know, I'm going to continue across the same theme, Ben. I'm going to go for drop zone two. I think that's ready to pay out. So, drop zone two, please, Ben.
Fire it up, please. Andy, we need something here. Oh. It's in the side for
that's
you as
got
well.
It, I think.
Not one
likes it.
Oh no!
Oh, there you go. There's one. Oh, and there's a tidy few more as well.
Liking that, liking that.
Andy, that's a 9-counter drop, £450. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And you've also got hold of our first mystery prize as well, just nestled in the win zone. You've won yourself some theatre tokens, courtesy of officiallondontheatre.co.uk.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. You've got one counter left to play as well. Next question. The Michelangelo fresco, The Creation of Adam, shows Adam reaching out to which religious figure? Linda.
God.
It is God, yes. Well done. Would you like to play, Linda, or would you like to pass?
I'd like to play, please.
OK, where are you going to go?
And I'm going to go for drop zone four, please.
Right up, drop zone four for Linda. First time it's been used today. Your first counter, Linda. There we go, nice. Anything over that tipping point?
Ooh. Ooh.
Linda, there's a stack ready to fall. Oh. But they're all staying
what
on
if I
the
jump
edge.
Up and down?
Goodness me. So, Linda, just the one considering they're all hanging there. That's £50 though. Mm-hmm. It's important at the minute. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That means you're off the mark with £50 and you've still got two counters to play. Next question. A person who is naively optimistic is sometimes said to be wearing rose tinted what? Linda.
Glasses, babe.
Yes. They all wanted that. You don't need rose-tinted glasses to know where you're going, Linda.
drop zone four, please,
Ben. Light up drop zone four.
I'm surprised you went for that one.
Yeah.
Now then, anything across that top shelf, and this could be very, very lucrative.
Well, looks like good, yeah.
Looks good. Good
one. Ian likes it. Are you going to get something? I'm not sure. Oh, Linda.
I'm lucky.
So... bottom shelf is looking very, very tasty. The top shelf now, you can see just how far over they are. Somehow it's clinging, I'm afraid. Aww. Linda, nothing for that drop. So you're down to your last counter. Next question. In 2002, Will Smith gained his first Oscar nomination. Andy.
Independence Day.
For his portrayal of which world heavyweight boxing champion?
Too soon.
Muhammad Ali was the answer. You've gone very early there, Andy. I can see why, because you're desperate to get the counter into the machine. Sadly,
a bit overexcited there, yeah.
Little overexcited. We have to take the counter from you. That's going into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. Andy, you have used all three counters now, though, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Linda and Ian, just the two of you left in. Next question. With fewer than 30 days, what is the shortest month of the year? Linda.
February.
It is February. Linda, would you like to play or pass?
I think I'll play.
Where are you going to go?
Why?
let me think. I think I'll go for drop zone four, please.
OK, let's light it up then. This will be the third one in. I've only had one out. There's a lot ready. Let's see if you get something over that top shelf.
Perfect.
Oh, definitely.
Let's see, let's see. Here we go.
Oh, definitely.
Is the double going to go too? Yes, yes! What a drop.
Well done.
Linda,
thank you.
That's 9 counters across the tipping point, which is £450, but you got hold of our first double counter, so we double it up. You can have another £450 for the drop, which is a massive £900 with
well
your
played.
Last counter.
Well,
let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Linda, you finish up with £950. You have used all three counters now, though, so for the time being, you're out of the
thank
round.
Thank you.
Right then, Ian, just you left in. Because it is just you, you don't need to use your buzzer.
Okay.
You do need to give me the correct answer to these three questions to put those counters into the machine. You also need to do it in the allotted time, so if you're not sure, it's worth trying to have a guess.
Okay,
here we go. First question for you, Ian. Vancouver Island is part of which North American country?
Canada.
It is, yes, Canada, you're right. Ian, where would you like to put the counter?
I think I'll go to drop zone one, please.
OK, light up drop zone one, please. First time today. Change attack. There you go, got it down and flat. Mystery going to go over. Yep, now, we start with some money. Yes, we can. Three across the tipping point there, Ian. £150 with your first drop. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So you're on £150. Two counters to go. Ian, here comes your next question. Crypto, the superdog, belongs to which superhero?
Captain America?
Not Captain America. No, it's Superman.
Has it?
It is. Superman has a dog.
He's got a dog.
Who knew? He does. It's Crypto, and he's a superdog to boot.
Yeah, right.
I'm afraid that means we have to take a counter from you. That's gone into the penalty pot. There's now two there. You'll all be fighting for those at the end of the round. One more counter to go, Ian. One more question. The Parliament building for which country of the UK is at Holyrood?
Edinburgh, for Scotland.
Ian, the question was the country, and your first answer was Edinburgh, which is the city.
Oh, it's in Edinburgh, Scotland, yeah.
Yeah, I have to, I'm afraid, take your first answer.
No problem.
We do have to take that last counter from you, Ian. I'm sorry about that. That's going into the penalty pot. OK, so as things stand, Linda is in the lead with £950. Andy has £450. Siobhan, £250. Ian has £150. But it's not over yet. There are three counters in the penalty pot. They are all up for grabs right now. I'm going to ask you one more question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you will put all three of these counters into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Ian, you're currently in last place. This is your last chance. You need to give me the right answer to have a chance of going through to the next round.
OK, Ben.
Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. What is the last letter in the English alphabet? Ian.
Z.
Yes, it is. Crikey, Ian. Fast when you needed to be. Well done. Ian, you win all those three counters. You get to put them into the machine. Now, if you get two counters out, you draw level with Siobhan. If you get three counters out, Siobhan's going home. Three to put in. Where are you going to start?
I'll start with drop zone one, please.
OK, light up drop zone one for us, please.
Sure.
Is it going to go flat? Yes, it is.
It's flat, but I don't know.
You're good.
I don't know if it'll push in and over.
Yeah, it will, the first one.
No, it's not. Just split them, unfortunately. Yeah, OK. It's your four, and can't bear to watch.
I don't want to know.
Two more to go. Ian, where are you going this time?
Drop zone one again.
Light up drop zone one, please. Similar place you'd think they'll go over. Certainly the top shelf.
Hoping it would go there.
So there's a bit of a gap. Where's this going? So we're still looking for two counters to draw level with Siobhan. Yeah. And what about the tipping point? There's three. Well done, Ian. Siobhan, I'm afraid that means you're going to be going home. That's £150 right there. Well done, Ian. And you've got one more counter to put in.
Drop zone one again, please, Ben.
Stay with drop zone one, please. Three more counters towards your level with Andy now. That's the side. That's where the action's going to be, surely. Yep, here we go. And that's another two across the tipping point, so another £100 in. Let's take that £250 and put it into your bank. And that means at the end of the round, Linda is leading with £950. Andy has £450. Just £50 behind him is Ian on £400. Siobhan, you went very early.
Oh, no.
And I'm afraid it didn't really pay off.
No.
But with £250, we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you very much, Ben. I've had a lovely day. Thank you.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Andy, Linda and Ian have all survived to play round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There is still one left in the machine. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. So, Linda, courtesy of that fabulous drop with the double counter, you are leading, so it's your choice. Do you fancy taking on the machine, or would you like to ask one of the gents to go instead?
I think I'll go first, Ben, because there's a few counters on that bottom shelf which might go, so okay. I'll have a go.
30 seconds for you then, Linda. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter. If you're not sure of the answer, just say pass and we'll move on.
OK, thank
you. Ready? 30 seconds for Linda. Your time starts now. On his wedding day in April 2011, who became the Duke of Cambridge?
Prince Andrew.
Prince William. Oh. Who plays Ben Stiller's prospective father-in-law in the film Meet the Parents?
Oh, I know it. Raging Bull Man. Can't think of his name.
Robert De Niro.
Yep.
Famous for his photography, surrealist artist Man Ray was born in what country?
No idea.
America. The name of which ancient empire precedes candle in the name of a popular firework?
Roman.
Oh, Linda! Linda, Linda, Linda! It is a Roman candle, but you're out of time, I'm afraid. Oh, so no counters, unfortunately. It's tough when the timing's on and you're up against it. Fortunately, you have got a lot of money, so you could still be safe. It comes down to how the boys get on, but you stay on £950. So, Andy, we come to you. You're in second place. It's your choice now. Would you like to go first, or would you like to send out Ian into that?
I'll go first, Ben, please.
OK, 30 seconds for you then, Andy. Your time starts now. Which of the big cats is nicknamed the King of the Beasts?
Lion.
Correct. Marshall Mathers is the real name of which American rapper?
Eminem.
Correct. The ruined Mayan city of Mayapan is located in which country?
Mexico.
Correct. Typically, how many wheels does a standard quad bike have?
Four.
Correct. Featuring the character Gene Hunt, Ashes to Ashes was a sequel to which TV drama series?
Pass.
Life on Mars. Which item of swimwear gets its name from an atoll in the Pacific Ocean?
Speedo.
Bikini. A cosmonaut is a space traveller from which country's space program?
Russia.
It is Russia. Just out of time. We've got four correct answers, though, so four chances to get some money. Where do you want to go?
Drop zone one, please, Ben.
OK, line up drop zone one for us, please. 10 counters, Andy. That's your challenge.
That's not where I wanted it to go.
Let's see if we can get something over. Could be.
Another mystery prize in the bag, maybe.
Yeah. Two counters there. That's £100 with your first drop, Andy. Well done.
Thank you.
And you've got yourself a mystery prize. You've won yourself a flight simulator experience, courtesy of Virtual Aerospace.
Fantastic. Thank you very
Cleaning
much.
Cleaning up with these prizes. You've got three counters left to put in the machine.
I'm going to go drop zone one, please.
OK. Light up drop zone one. Between one and two, isn't it? It's on that right-hand side we're after.
Right, you're right.
Oh, no. Kamikaze drop.
Exactly
just fly
what I didn't
out,
want.
Can't control that. Unfortunately, it's bounced right up. So, Andy, you've got two counters left now.
I think I'm going to go for drop zone one again.
OK, let's load up drop zone one. Is that a bit better?
That's a little bit better. Or
Come
not.
On now. They're too
Shame.
Far back to even wobble on the shelf, I'm afraid, Andy. So we've got one more counter. You've worked very hard. What are you going to do?
I'll go with drop zone one again, please, Ben.
Light it up, please. You need as many as you can out.
Right down the middle. If it goes right down the middle to the right, that's fine. Could be all right. That could be OK.
We need something of a nudge.
Oh, you're kidding.
I got it four.
No. Oh, Andy, you were maybe a millimetre away and just the shelf moving there sent them over, but unfortunately too deep on the shove. Just £100 it is. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And you finish up with £550.
Thank you.
OK, Ian, your turn now. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can correctly.
Good.
Are you ready?
Yes, Ben.
30 seconds for Ian, please. Your time starts now. What is the first name of the Oscar-winning director Spielberg?
Steven.
Correct. The aubergine and lamb dish moussaka originated in which European country?
Greece.
Correct. In 2014, which British band released the number one album 4813?
UB40.
Kasabian. Who was the German leader or Führer at the outbreak of World War II?
Hitler.
Correct. The fashion item jeggings are a cross between jeans and which other type of trousers?
Leggings.
Correct. Which modern-day Asian country was known as East Pakistan between 1955 and 1971? It was Bangladesh.
Oh, Bangladesh.
OK, Ian, you got four right.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go?
One. Drop zone one, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone one. And he's lined them up. Can you knock him in?
We'll see.
What do you reckon, Andy?
I think that's going to be all right.
I may get a couple.
We just need three to draw level. And a bit of lateral would help as well. There's two. That's £100 for those two right there. Three more to put in. Where are you going now?
I'll stick with drop zone one, please, Ben.
Light up one, please. Over to drop zone two, that one. Could get a couple over, though. There's one there. Coming at a different angle. Oh. That's four across the tipping point there, Ian. £200. And you got two more to put in.
I'll go with drop zone one again, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone one. Five more counts now to catch Linda. That looks like a nice spot as well, doesn't it? Can we get something over?
Oh, no.
Just fills the gap. And then your last one, then, Ian.
Drop someone again,
let's
please.
Stay with it. Light it up, please. There we go. Oh, now, come on. Decent, nice, big shove. Three more across the tipping point, another £150. Let's take that 450 from the machine and put it into your bank in, and you've closed the gap considerably. At the end of the round, Linda is still leading with £950. Ian, you're just behind her on 850. Andy, I'm afraid with £550, we have found your tipping point. But of course, you've got your theatre tokens and your flight simulator as well.
Not leaving empty-handed. Thank
you're
you.
You're not.
Ben.
No.
Right. Cheers.
Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
So it's Linda and Ian who'll be going head to head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. Now for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Which of these legendary figures are you most likely to see at Christmas time? A, Easter Bunny, B, St. Patrick, C, Santa Claus. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 09041613030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT04, PO Box 7558, Derby, DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Linda and Ian. It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is our winner and will be playing for £10,000. Now then, Linda, you are still leading by just £100, so it's your choice. Do you think the machine is ready to play? Would you like to keep control and take the first question, or would you like to pass it to Ian?
I think I'll go first, please, Ben.
OK, first question for you then, Linda. In the story of Dr. Dolittle by Hugh Lofting, what is the name of the two-headed creature that resembles a llama? You can pass this to Ian.
I think I know the answer to this one, Ben.
OK.
Is it push me, pull me?
Push me, pull me. Ian, what do you reckon?
Push me, pull you.
You think it's a push me, pull you?
Is it?
Linda, is it the push me, pull me? No, Ian's right, Linda. It is the push me, pull you. Hard luck. Ian, you steal the counter. So, where are you going to put it?
I think I'll try drop zone four, Ben, please.
OK, let's light up drop zone four, please. Oh, boy, a bit of a
right
gap.
In the middle.
Can you get something on that? Need a little bit? Yes. What about the edge? Right. Three, we'll take the lead. And that's the lead right there, Ian. Three across the tipping point. Well done. £150. Let's take it and put it into your bank. And you now lead by £50. £1,000 plays £950. And Ian, you keep control. It's time for your first question. Ray of Light and American Life are chart-topping albums by which American singer?
Well, I think I know this one, Ben. It's, I think it's Madonna, Ben.
You're going with Madonna. Linda, what would you have said?
Madonna.
You would have said Madonna. Let's find out. Is the answer Madonna? Yes, it is. Well done, Ian. No problems there. So, another count to put into the machine.
I think I'll go with Drop Zone 4 again, Ben, please.
I think Drop Zone 4's got some more for you. Let's load it up. Ooh, hectic finish.
It was a bit fast, wasn't it?
Can we get something
like
there?
It thought. Oh, it's a couple. No, well, it might get something.
Coming to the edge of that little cluster.
No.
No more to add. Keep the lead, though. Linda, time for your second question. Apart from Aquarius, what is the only other sign of the zodiac that starts with a vowel?
I do know the answer, so I'll play this one. Aries.
We're going to go with Aries. Is the answer Aries? Yes, it is. OK, Linda, chance to strike back here. Where are you going to go?
I think I'll go for Drop Zone 4, please, Ben.
OK. Light up Drop Zone 4, please. It was quite a quick drop as well, wasn't it? On that silver counter right in the middle. Yep, here we go. Two takes the lead again. Three across the tipping point for Linda. £150. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Linda, you are again the leader with £1,100. Ian, you have £1,000. We'll come back to you for your second question. Kobe or Wagyu beef originated in which country?
Well, Ben, I have no idea what it is, so I'm going to ask Linda.
Great opportunity for you to steal this now, Linda. Have you ever heard of Kobe or Wagyu beef?
No, I haven't.
What do you reckon?
I'm going to guess Africa.
Africa. You're going with Africa. Ian, if I'd pushed you, what would you have said?
I would have probably went with Japan.
You might have gone with Japan.
Yeah, you could be right, actually. Yeah.
Let's find out. Does Kobe or Wagyu beef originate in Africa? No, it was Japan, Ian.
Oh. It was Japan.
Yeah. Good news for you, though. Linda got it wrong, so you keep the counter. Ian, you get to put it into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go for Drop Zone 4, please, Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 4. Now you're chasing three counters to take the lead, Ian. Got it down. Can you get one there? Yeah. And is that cluster on the edge going to go for you? Yes, it is. That's five across the tipping point right there for you, Ian. £250. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So, you take the lead back. You now have £1,250 to Linda's £1,100. Linda, we come to you for your third and final question. Who became King of England in 1509? Now, do you know your kings and queens, Linda?
No.
Oh, dear.
I'm not very good on kings and queens, I'm afraid.
Do you think Ian is?
I know I look that old, but...
I would just be having a random guess if I guess, so I think I'm going to pass it, please.
OK, Ian. Have you got any ideas? Are you into your history?
I would think it would be Henry VIII.
You think Henry VIII?
I'm not very sure, like.
So let's find out, Ian. It's a great steal if you're right and you've got a chance to extend your lead. Who became King of England in 1509? Was it Henry VIII? Yeah.
Well
done. He was 17 when he ascended the throne. Well done, Ian. That's a great guess. Counter put in. Where are you going to go this time?
I'm going to put it in Drop Zone 4, Ben.
OK. Light up Drop Zone 4 for us. Good opportunity to extend that lead of yours, Ian. Silver one will go. Can we add a few more? Yep. Another three across the tipping point there, Ian. Another £150. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So you now sit with £1,400 to Linda's £1,100. And Ian, you keep control. It's time for your third and final question. Which American actor has won the Worst Actor Razzie multiple times for films such as Jack and Jill and Big Daddy?
Jack and Jack and Jill and Big Daddy.
Have you heard of the films?
I haven't, actually.
Your good thing is you can pass this, but do you think Linda might know?
I'm going to have to pass it, Ben, to Linda.
OK, Linda, have a good think about this, then. Any thoughts? Have you got a couple in mind or just one?
I've just got one in mind, actually. Okay. So I'm going to guess Adam Sandler.
You're going with Adam Sandler. If you're right, you've got one last chance to win through to play for our jackpot. If she's wrong, Ian, you're playing for £10,000. Is the answer Adam Sandler? Yes! Well done, Linda. Plucked from somewhere. OK, here we go. Six counters is what you need to draw level. Where are you going to get six counters from?
I think I'm going to have to go for drop zone three, please, Ben.
First time. No one's been in it. Light up drop zone three. Is it going to be lucky for you, Linda? Six counters, what you need. Hard on the right-hand side. Can we get something over that top shelf? Are you going to get six here, Linda? No! Hard luck.
Unlucky.
You got the hard work over the top shelf. Unfortunately, nothing's going to fall across the bottom, which means the scores stay as they were. Ian is today's winner with £1,400. Linda, I'm afraid with £1,100, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
No, thank you for having me. I've had a great day. It's been
lovely,
really enjoyable.
Stuff. Well done. Ian, good work, my friends.
Thank you.
You are today's winner. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put this jackpot counter into the machine. It's just a little bit bigger, but it is a whole lot better. Because if you can get it out again, you're going to be going home for £10,000.
That'd be nice.
Can Ian master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. But first, for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Which of these legendary figures are you most likely to see at Christmas time? A, Easter Bunny, B, St. Patrick, C, Santa Claus. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 09041613030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT04, PO Box 7558, Derby, DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Ian is our winner today. He's managed to get himself £1,400. Very well done.
Thank you very much,
mate. You just said to me, that's a holiday.
Well, it is in itself, yeah. That'll do me for a fuck.
It is a very, very nice amount of money, £1,400.
I'll get me a dinner if no problem.
So if you were to get £10,000, what would you do with the money then?
That would be a Caribbean cruise.
That'd be really nice. Yeah,
that'll be the kind of icing on the cake.
OK. Time to find out whether Ian's going to win today's £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. Mm-hmm. If you want to go home with £10,000, you just need to get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. Of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. Okay. So, first thing we need to do is put that counter into the machine. What are your thoughts?
Well, I know there's quite a bit of money on drop zone one, but they're all lined up in drop zone four. So I think I'll go for drop zone four.
OK, light up drop zone four for us. Fifth time you've used it today. This is the one we really care about, though, Ian.
Yeah, it is.
OK, we've got it nice and flat.
It's flat, yeah. Not exactly where I wanted it, but that'll do.
As long as we can get at it, we've got half a chance.
Yeah.
And we can definitely get at it.
Yep.
So that's four across the tipping point with that drop there. We can add those in, that's £200. Up to £1,600. Jackpot counter is flat, just towards the left of centre on drop zone four. Let's have a look at your endgame subjects in. Media, sport, language, food and drink, science and professions. You can play them in any order you like. So when you're ready, if you select your first one, and for how many counters?
Just start at the top, Ben. I'll go for media for three, please.
OK, we're going to have a media question for three counters to get us started. Founded in 1791, what is the oldest surviving English Sunday newspaper? Mail on Sunday, Observer or the Sunday Times?
I'd have a guess at Sunday Times, Ben, because that's the only one that I really recognise. I've seen the Observer before, but the Mail on Sunday, I don't know. But I'll go for Sunday Times.
Okay. Shall we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to go Sunday Times, please. It is very well known, but has it been around since 1791? Is that the right answer? The Observer. The other one you'd heard of.
Yeah.
Sunday Times was 1821. Mm. OK, let's go back to the categories.
OK, look.
Sports, language, food and drink, science, professions.
I'll go for sport, please, Ben.
OK, for how many?
For three.
Sport for three counters this time, please. How many players does each team have on the rink during an ice hockey game? 4, 6 or 10?
Well, it's not 10. I don't think it'll be 4. I'm going to go for 6, Ben.
OK, let's light up 6, please. Let's find out if you've chosen the right one. Is there 6 players on an ice hockey team? Yes! Well done. Good stuff, Ian. Cracking. Now then.
Drop zone 1 looks good, Ben. But I think I'll put it in drop zone 4.
Light up drop zone 4 for us, please. Up we go. Just going to split them. OK, there's one. Any money here? Might have to wait for the next one.
Yeah.
Yep, let's wait for the next one. OK, 2 to go.
Drop zone 4 again, please, Ben.
Fire up, please.
What I wanted to put.
Yeah, ideally. See how regularly they seem to fall down
comes
that
in there
side.
A lot.
Okay, there's 2. We'll take that though, £100. Add those in, 1,700. You've got one more to put in.
I'll go for drop zone 4 again, please.
Light up drop zone 4. Okay, we'll take 1 in 3 if you get it behind us. Over.
Come on.
One more revolution.
Yeah.
But it's getting closer.
It's getting... well...
There you go.
Get another one down.
Tidied the shelf again for you. Another two.
Another couple.
Another 2, so another £100. So we're up to £1,800 in the machine. Jackpot counter, still there.
There
no way to go, though. We're all right. Let's go back to the categories, please.
I'll just take languages, please, Ben. For three.
Three languages for 3 counters, please. If somebody was suffering from penophobia, what would they be afraid of? Pens, poverty, or prisons?
Might be pens. Prisons, penitentiary, poverty. I think penitentiaries, that's a prison, isn't it? In America, I think, isn't it? I'll go for prisons, Ben.
Prisons?
Yep, I think so.
Should we light it up?
Yeah, I like prisons up.
OK, we're going to take prisons, please. Penophobia. Is it the fear of prisons? It's the fear of poverty.
Poverty, yeah.
Penury as well, of course. Penury.
That's what I couldn't ever think of. Penury.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. So, look, another category down.
Yeah, I don't do too well, are we?
It's getting tougher, but trust me, it can still be done.
Yeah.
OK, let's go back to the categories. Food and drink. Science and professions.
Yeah, we'll go for food and drink, Ben.
How many? 3. Let's have food and drink for 3 counters. Rennet is used in the production of many varieties of what? Cheese, vinegar or wine?
Vinegar. Don't think it'll be vinegar. That's acetic acid. That's an acid. So wine. Can't be wine. Definitely cheese, Ben.
Cheese?
Should
we take cheese?
Take cheese.
We're going to light up the cheese. Is the answer cheese? Yes, well done. Where now?
Drop zone 4, please.
Light it up, please. Get over.
Yeah, it's not letting go.
All hanging on that right-hand side.
Yeah.
Split those 2.
I'll get one of them anyway.
A little bit of money. Those £50. So another £50 across the tipping point. So we're up to 1,850. 2 to go.
Could I have drop zone 4 again, please, Ben?
Light it up, please.
Well, too far now.
Yes,
it might ride.
All right, let's get it flat, though.
Yeah, oh! I've seen this show before.
frustrating it can be.
It can be.
Really frustrating. Barely. You're doing all the right things, you're getting all the counters, but just not getting any action on that jackpot. One more to go.
I'll go to drop zone four again, please.
Line up drop zone four for us, please. Okay, this is the one. This is the one now.
Yeah. Come on.
Ah! Another one there. Come on, another two. Nice, another two across the tipping point, so another £100. So £1,950. Still not shifting that jackpot counter, sadly. Let's go back to the categories. Two left, science and professions.
I'll just carry on with science, please, Ben.
For how many?
For three, please.
Science for three counters, please. Which of these letters of the alphabet does not appear on the periodic table of elements? J, K, or L?
I know K does.
What's K in?
No idea. Krypton. I think. Where Superman got his dog.
So let's rule out K then. What about J and L? Can you think of any elements that have a J?
Well, there's lithium.
J? Yeah,
I'll go for Jai, J, whatever you want to.
What do you say?
I say Jai.
Why do you say Jai?
Because I'm from Scotland.
No, that's not a Scottish way of saying it, is it?
It is, huh?
Light it up, please. So, is the answer J? Yes, it is. Well done. Where now?
I could have drop zone four again, please, Ben.
Light it up, please.
Oh. It didn't want to go over
there. It's so frustrating because you can get the jackpot counters there. Why can't we get any other ones there? Just fallen a bit too late,
wrong,
I think.
Wrong, wrong time,
it's
going
to ride up. OK. Drop zone four again.
Yes, please.
Light it up, please. There.
Well,
is that on it?
It might move it a wee bit.
Is that on it? Yes, it did. Yes. Oh. And we'll take those two as well.
Mm, thank you very much.
So another £100 for those two across the tipping point. So we're up to £2,050. Got one more to put in. If we can get that jackpot counter down, we would shift an awful lot of that.
Yeah, I know. Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light it up, please.
And this time, I'm going to whack it. I'm doing it quite gently up, you know.
You're going to whack it?
I'm going to whack it.
Oh, hello. Maybe that's the answer. Go on, go on. Oh!
Oh, it is. Yeah,
it's another one across the tipping point, another £50. I said that in, we're up to £2,100. You've got that jackpot counter on the bottom shelf there, Ian. We've still got a chance to do this now. Let's go back to the categories. Last one, professions.
Professions, yeah, OK. Professions for three, please, Ben.
We'll have professions for three counters, please. In the British military, what are the red caps? Territorial Army, Catering Corps or Military Police?
They wouldn't have red caps in the Catering Corps, would they? Red caps. Sounds a bit kind of military police to me. I'm going to go for military police, Ben.
Should we light that one up?
Yes, please.
We're going to go military police, please. So this is our last category. We need these three counters. We finally got that moving. We could do with keeping up the momentum. Are red caps military police? Yes, they are. Well done.
Three I'll go counters. For drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light it up, please.
Don't go over there.
We don't want it disappearing away from us. Right, there's the one that we can have going awry. Let's have two bang on the money here. So where would you like to go next?
Drop zone four.
Light it up, please. See what that silver one might do. Here you go. Come on. Come on.
Oh, well.
Just edged round it, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's three across the tipping point. Another £150 that we could put in, up to £2,250. And you've got one more to go.
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light it up, please.
That one's got to go.
Go left a bit. Go on, edge. Had a little nudge, but nothing more.
Oh, no.
Two more, though. Another 100 across the tipping point. £2,350 is what we've got in the bank. We're out of categories and questions. We're out of counters.
Yeah.
It's not over yet, though, Ian, of course. You could leave with that money, £2,350, right now, or you could trade it for three counters in the hope of winning £10,000. Given how it's gone, I think I know what you're going to say, I need to ask you anyway. Would you like to take the trade? Would you like to take the money?
I think I'll take the money, please, Ben.
I think you're very, very wise. Congratulations, Ian. You're leaving with £2,350.
That's good.
Not a bad day's work.
It's not a bad day's work.
OK, Ian, you took the money, you turned down the trade. Was that the right decision? Would three counters have won you £10,000 if you had been brave? Drop one. Very little action. Drop two. No movement on the jackpot counter. This was the third and final drop. Not going to be enough, that. Maybe get one over.
Not even that.
So the three trade counters went in. Couldn't even get them over the top shelf. You made absolutely the right decision.
Thank you, Ben.
Very well done. Ian, you leave with £2,350. You enjoyed yourself?
It's been brilliant, Ian.
Cracky stuff.
Thank you very much.
So there you go. Ian leaves with £2,350. If he'd taken the trade, he would have lost every single penny. Join us the next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.